Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. The Texans play tomorrow in Pittsburgh. So, and CJ's going to play. So, got to get that offensive line. I hope Titus is back. Yeah. Titus didn't play great last year. Titus has been moved around, though, a little bit too much. Titus is a right tackle. He wants you to know that. He continues to tell you that on Twitter or Instagram, wherever. And Titus wants you to know he's a right tackle. So despite the fact that they picked up Blake Fisher in the second round this year, and Blake Fisher has looked pretty good so far, Titus wants you to know he is the right tackle in one of the best tackle combinations in the NFL. That's what they were saying last year, that that was one of the best tackle combinations, he and Tunsil.
Yeah, they were talking quite a bit online and just period at how good the tackle combo was. And, well, now Titus Howard will get that chance because he had to play guard last year.
In reality,
when he was healthy.
In reality, I wonder, I know what their opinion of it is, but I wonder where it is. We got to see Titus Howard play better, don't we?
Of course. Even beyond the percentage of the cap he's taking up, just if he is going to be the answer at right tackle, and it all becomes more important because you have a really good, maybe even great young quarterback. I need a solid tackle pairing. And if he's going to be that guy and he's taking up that type of cap space, yeah, he's got to be good. Or, now we talked about it in the first hour, that they've made a move to secure it by drafting Blake Fisher. Because if Titus Howard is going to be just okay, no. Why I would want to see what Blake Fisher has too.
We can't be just okay. Although, man, with just an okay line last year, and that's what I love about CJ. Diana Russini was at camp on Monday, right? After the preseason game, the Thursday game, the Texans stayed in Ohio and they practiced there. Diana Russini was there. Not that we need Diana Russini's approval of CJ, but just an outsider, a national person. Here's what Diana Russini had to say about the Texans this year and specifically about CJ.
I got to know, what stood out from you at practice on Monday?
The way C.J. Stroud carries himself. You know, we know he has the confidence. We know that his teammates believe that he's the guy. But when you're watching him in and out of the huddle and you're watching him go through the drills and just absolutely nailing these throws, Stephon Diggs and C.J. Stroud are going to be a problem. They are going to be a problem in this league based on what I was just able to see. And look, you just watch a few periods. You don't get all the action. I've only been with them one day. But I did some digging on how the transition has been with Stephon Diggs joining this very young receiving room. So let me just start with what I've been told about Diggs's presence. He's been a very vocal leader, very open to listening to the coaching staff about what they want from him. He's already built a really good relationship with C.J. Stroud.
Why do you think that is, though? Why do you think that is? Because
okay. why do you think that is, that Diggs has already built a good relationship?
I would think, do we ever hear about good quarterbacks and good receivers not figuring it out? Like, oh, they're always off. They never figured it out. Good players figure it out. And coaches will say that quite a bit. Like, we understand those guys are really good. They'll work everything out. I think that's just what it is. They're both hard workers, despite Diggs' reputation from.
Well, that's what I think he was getting at with that question. Why do you think that is that Diggs is a good teammate now? And I think Texas, if Diggs still had those 3 extra years on his deal, would he be the guy that he is today?
The getting the extra money and getting a chance to get to free agency again certainly helps what's going on there. He's not worried about being underpaid. He knows with a great year with this quarterback, he can go and get his money again, whether it be from the Texans or someone else. I think that certainly helps the attitude. You want to feel like you're being paid what you should, and also be given the chance to go make more when the opportunity arises.
If I'm a team, though, I mean, listen, it's great. I love, you know, Diggs. What an acquisition! They've done more for him than they had to, for sure. Giving him that extra money, cutting off those years. If he's a great player this year, and Texans win big, and he's a great teammate, and everything else. I'm still not sure that if I give him 3-4 years, that Stephon Diggs is going to be that same person that he is this year. He loves his situation this year in that he knows he can go out and make that money, that big money. But is he going to be that way when he gets that big money? I don't know. So, while this is awesome for Diggs, and this is awesome, the Texans are going to get the best out of Diggs. Are you sure that the next team, or if it's the Texans, they sign him, that he's going to be that same guy? I don't know.
I think Diggs, his happiness, I don't know the man, but appears to be surrounded or it comes with my targets and my money, his football happiness. So if you target me a lot and we're winning, and I get my money, I'm going to be thrilled to be any place. When those things start to change, maybe his attitude towards the team changes.
Well, but here's the deal: is if that carrot is no longer dangled, you know, now he knows I've got to do these things. Once I sign that contract, do I have to do those things, or can I revert back?
I think he wants to win. I just think he wants to do it in a way where he is a focal point.
Right.
I don't think it has to do, oh, he'll stop working hard or you won't get the same type of effort. If they turn him into what the Bills turned him into, an afterthought late in the year, it's going to be a problem. He wants to be a focal point. And even going back, if we go back to years before, where we remember the incident on the sideline when they're getting their ass kicked by the Bengals, relationships wear, but that was a situation where, hey, we're losing. Give me the ball because I can help us win. You kind of like the fact that he thinks he can help the team win. You just don't want him showing up the quarterback on the sideline. Hey, in the perfect world, you're winning a lot of games. He's got his money and he's getting all the targets. Diggs will be fine. The problem is you've got Nico and Tank. So how long will maybe sliding down the pecking order if he's not the number one clearly keep them happy?
Right. Well, that's another thing. Well, here's the thing now. We're going to find out if they're winning and he's unhappy because he's not getting his touches, then he's a selfish player. There in Buffalo, he was probably right. You have to get me the ball so we're a better team. But here, if Nico's getting his and Tank's getting his and Schultz is getting his and there's not enough to go around, there's not enough food for everybody at the table, but we're still winning, then how are you going to react to that? That'll be a key. Because if he doesn't catch, if he has a game with 2 or 3 catches and he starts sulking and yet the Texans are winning, then you know what? Now, if he gets 2 or 3 touches and the Texans are losing, that's another story.
Yeah, I think how the touches come matter. If he's a red zone guy and scoring touchdowns, it could be 2 or 3 catches, but he's scoring touchdowns. It's going to be a balancing act. And I think it's not – I know we're talking about Diggs, but it's a balancing act for any player of his stature. He's done a lot of great things, and he's certainly at a point in his career where he thinks he's capable of continuing to do them. So how does he and the Texans figure out how to make him a focal point in the offense while not diminishing others? And that's will be up to Slowick and Stroud. And, of course, right now it's like, no concerns. But you're playing – yourselves in practice every day. Right. So what happens when you're in the middle of a stretch of the year where things aren't going as perfect as you think they're going to go?
Well, we see the competitive nature, that's for sure. Because, boy, he and Petrie go at it, right? They've had a couple of altercations. And it's you know what? Love that. Now, on Sundays, he's going to be probably Petrie's biggest fan. You know, go get it.
Sure.
And that was another thing. As a matter of fact, I want to talk about this on the other side. The Texans all in. We'll talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I want to talk about a new advertiser, Matt Hoag. Hoag Landscape Services. Hoag, H-O-G-U-E. Hoag Landscape Services. You want to talk about a guy who can do some stuff now. You want a putting green in your backyard? He put one in my buddy's backyard. It is gorgeous. It is gorgeous. He does. I'm going to tell you what. The Hoag Landscaping Service Group, they don't mess around, man. It is going to be top-notch. It's going to be first class. You want to put in an outdoor kitchen? I mean, it's going to be fabulous. You want to put in a pickleball court? They can do that as well. You want to put in a bocce ball? Whatever it is. Whatever ball you want to play, basketball, they can do a combination, basketball and pickleball court. They can do it all. I mean, I'm telling you, they don't skimp. It is first class. Go to the website, HogueLS.com, HogueLS.com, HogueLS.com. Your outdoor living area, you want to put in a pool? I'm telling you, they're not going to just put in a pool. It's going to be fantastic. What they do, the workmanship and the dedication to quality is second to none. Second to none. So if you're looking for the best way to get that backyard exactly how you want it, be it a kitchen, ball court, putting green, whatever it is, Hoag, H-O-G-U-E, HoagLS.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here. 713-780-3776. Come hang with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's get Anthony in here. He wants to talk about his Astros. What do you say, Anthony?
Good morning. How are you? How's everybody out in H-Town?
Everybody's great. Well, I'm in L.A. You and I are on opposite ends, Anthony, but I'm going to be back in Houston. Dell's back in the studio. Say hello to Dell.
Hey, Dell. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Okay, so... anyway, to jump on what John said, I definitely, got a little disappointed last night that we didn't get the no-hitter, but we got the win, and that's important. I'll be in Houston the week of the 20th. I'm hoping I can come by and drop off some breakfast to you guys, if you guys are going to be in.
When is it?
The week of the 20th.
The week of the 20th. Yeah, we'll be here. Yep.
Okay,
yep,
great.
I'm coming in the 18th. Come on by.
Okay. So I just want to say one thing to the station and pay Lance's money. I'm out.
Pay Lance's money. I said that Lance is probably – Lance is holding out like Ayuk.
Uh-huh.
See, Andy listens to the show now.
Yeah, you said that very early in the show.
I did that very early in the show. Yes.
Do you have some insight on these negotiations?
No, I do not have any insight. You know, in most of the time, a player will always have a player's back. If I'm management, I don't give him more. That's all.
What? You can't come out and say that.
Yeah.
You got to be pro player.
Yeah, no. I don't think so. What I think.
Would you be one of the people who they come out to beat up the strikers? would they pay you to break up the picket line, but you would actually just beat them up to get them out of the way of the factory? I feel like that would be your job. You're pro ownership. They'd hire you. You take a billy club to Lance because he's out in front of the factory not working.
I would take a billy club to Lance. Yes, absolutely.
You're a strike breaker.
Would you not do that?
I don't care enough either way. You stand out there or not, I don't care.
Yeah, no. If Lance got a little lippy, sure. Beat him with a billy club. Absolutely. Absolutely. He's got to learn a lesson. Okay? Got to learn a lesson.
Man of the people, John Granato.
Just take whatever they give you, Lance.
That's not a lesson you should be telling people. Take whatever.
Yeah, just take whatever. Let me ask you a question. I there were some rumors flying around that Justin Simmons and the Texans were starting to have a little tete-a-tete.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that become a thing because the belief was he had agreed to join an AFC South team and he wanted to win. And I guess the Colts and the Jags didn't fit the profile and the Titans didn't fit the profile. So now it came down to the Colts and the Texans. And then the Colts had their safety situation squared away. So people had did all the deductions. And it turns out that Justin Simmons was going to be a Texan.
Yeah. And nothing. No. And apparently the Texans aren't even talking to him. The Texans aren't even interested in talking.
I think even it happened to filter to Matt Burke yesterday.
Mm.
Yeah. And he was like, I don't pay attention to that stuff. So he was asked about it.
There's no way that he's
going to make comment on it either way.
He's a coordinator. And actually, you know, it's D'Amico's. He ain't saying nothing about that. So I don't know what the money that Justin Simmons is looking for. Justin Simmons is a good player. Justin Simmons is a real good player. I don't know if Justin Simmons just wants to play football and he'll just take whatever the man, like I said, just take whatever the man gives you.
Apparently,
right?
Football players generally don't do that. Guys who have accomplished what he has. They don't generally just take whatever.
Yeah, I mean, this is a Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
This is, Pro Bowl caliber player. Justin Simmons is good. Justin Simmons is actually better than anything we have at the position.
It would be a clear upgrade. And apparently the Colts have had discussions with Justin Simmons, exploratory conversations. So it is being reported that at least they have actually talked with them. The Texans, on the other hand... It's just rumors from Texans Twitter.
Yeah, I don't know if it's – I don't know how deep it is or whatever the case may
He's
be.
He's visiting the Saints today. Justin Simmons is. John's dying. But Justin Simmons –
No, did you – I turned my mic off. You could still hear that?
Yeah, we still hear you. Justin Simmons
That's
is –
That's stupid. What a stupid machine we have.
Sorry. We heard it. But apparently he is – looking for a new deal, and the Saints are first up. He's going to visit them.
Today. I mean, he wants to play football. I would like. Does he disrupt the room if Justin Simmons comes?
Who cares? Who are we? Who are the sacred cows in that room? I mean, they moved Jalen Petrie to nickel to get him out of, I guess, the deep safety or box safety position. Now, I will say this: people are showing him in one-on-ones getting cooked by wide receivers. The one-on-ones are distinctly unfair to the corners and the defensive backs. The one-on-one reps are unfair. That's not how football's played. So I'm not going to use, Stephon Diggs got Jalen Petrie in a one-on-one as evidence that he can't play the slot. But it is a new position for him. And so there's a space for him, a space for Justin Simmons here or any safety to come in. Can we depend on Jimmy Ward? Are we going to lean on a rookie to take a lot of snaps there?
Well, that's why, if you want to know the truth, safety is probably, if you look at the positions, Kamari Lassiter, I'm hoping, has shored up that other side, and corner is pretty good. We're pretty good. I mean, defensive tackle and safety are probably your two biggest worries right now.
I would agree.
And maybe safety's number one.
Yeah, you got players, maybe you... Even if you just want to call them bodies at defensive tackle inside, but those guys, we've seen them play. They would be okay. The run defense, questionable. They probably would need one more, particularly with the Nico Autry being out for as long as he will be to start the year. But safety is a bigger concern for me. Health, inexperience, and overall lack of production. All three are in play there.
Well, yeah, I mean, Petrie's tackling has been, first of all, he's going to be, if he's in that nickel, he is going to be blitzing some from there because that's a nice spot to blitz from. And they love to send him. I mean, they sent him more than a few times. His whole problem, he's flying through there. His whole problem is he can't tackle anybody back there. He misses so many tackles when he's flying around at full speed that it's a problem. It's a real problem. And some of the angles that he took last year. I wasn't a big fan of Jalen Petrie last year. I thought he had a lot. He plays a lot of out of control.
You weren't a big fan. You were his biggest hater.
I wasn't a hater. I don't hate Jalen Petrie.
No, that's not what
but
that
means. I hate when he misses tackles, when he's flying. You know what? He gets to the spot or overruns the spot and just can't make the play because he's out of control.
It's a thing.
It would be better if he got there and had a little bit more, you know, control because he does. He misses a lot of tackles.
And you can't have that from a safety, and maybe that's why they're putting him in a different spot. Now he's going to play the nickel. Now, and I still wonder when they say he's the nickel. What does that mean as far as when they're in 3 and 5, 4 wide receiver sets? Is he going to be man up on an inside, or is this when they want to have a big body, relatively speaking, in the run game, but want to have some versatility? I wonder how many snaps he's actually going to get in that spot. But that's where he is right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. We'll see whether or not he's covering guys out of the slot one-on-one. That doesn't seem like it's all that attractive to me. But you know what? I don't. D'Amico might know a thing or two more about defense than I do. He might. Okay.
That
is debatable. But I'm going to have to trust him on this one. I don't know. I mean, his rookie year, Jalen Petrie had a really nice year. I thought he regressed last year.
The talk going into last year because of some of his joint practices against, I think, the Dolphins and maybe there's another team, the thought was that he was on the way to be a Pro Bowler. And then we saw that he was nowhere near that. Tackling is a big deal. Taking the right angles is a big deal. Coverage as well. He wasn't great in a lot of things last year. I would say he took a step back in a new defense. So maybe in year two, we talk about Damian Pierce not fitting what the zone scheme on offense. Maybe Jalen Petrie had an adjustment period for this defense, and we'll see how he responds in year two. They decided to move him to a different spot.
Well, much like we're not sure why they drafted Blake Fisher in the second round, we know why they drafted Kamari Lassiter in the second round. They took Kalen Bullock in the third. So Bullock is a, you know, we'll see. He's another one. He made the play the other night, and he separated, what was his name?
I don't know who the tight end was.
Tight end, 47. They separated him from the ball, and then he started to celebrate, and the ball was right where he was. instead of making sure that the play was over and the Texans had the football, he's celebrating, and Bears ball.
Yeah, I mean, I would shoot him some bail and say there were two Texans there when he turned around and started to celebrate, assuming that they would get it. But you wait till the whistle's over and the play's over because the ball like bounced right behind his calf as he was walking away. He would have had a shot.
He was walking toward the sideline, pumped, hitting his chest.
He would have had a chance to recover that, so he could have made two plays in one.
But
if he would have stuck with it.
He was busy at the time.
Yeah, it's the one position in the free agency period that they didn't really address. They went after some bodies at corner. D'Amico can talk about the bodies that and
Lonnie
the talent.
Johnson. Oh, is he just a body to you?
Yes, he is. Where was Lonnie Johnson playing on against the Bears? Like, was he a third stringer at that time?
No, he didn't. Was he on the field?
Yeah, he got on the field exactly in the third quarter where we all stopped paying attention.
Yikes!
That's where it was.
Not good for Lonnie.
No. So
you're in the third quarter of that game.
I think maybe he got in the second, but either way, he wasn't even a backup at that point because the backups were the starters because the starters didn't play. So they didn't really address safety or corner, to my liking, in free agency. They went after those guys in the draft. So that's fine, but are we depending on Bullock to be a big snap guy early?
You brought in two first-rounders. That's not good enough for you? And free agency.
Yeah, on their third teams. It's like when Daryl Morey brought in Hasheem Thabeet and Johnny Flynn.
Those are kind of Johnny Flynn, Hasheem Thabeet moves. You know what's a great move for you? put in this number in your phone, 281-488-6238, 281-488-6238. That's Aqueduct Plumbing. Got to have it in your phone just in case there's an emergency. Just in case, I mean, you're out and about and, you're at a party or something and a pipe breaks at a party. And the host is like, man, what do I do? And you're like Johnny on the spot. What? Right here. This is my man. This is Billy Brown over at Aqueduct Plumbing. It doesn't matter where you are. You could need a plumber. It probably doesn't happen all that often, but I never needed a plumber in my life until I needed him 3 times in a month. And Billy was like, man, what a pain in the ass this guy is. Holy crap. Nah, he was like, whatever it is, he came. His guys came. They were excellent. They were fantastic. I'm going to tell you this. The workmanship, the professionalism, everything about it, they are great. Great, great, great. I don't know many plumbers. I do know this one. Billy Brown at Aqueduct Plumbing. I don't even know if Billy's a plumber. He's the owner and just an all-around terrible golfer. 281-488-6238, 281-488-6238, or aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Fromber, a one-hitter. He gave up 2 runs with it. After a walk, 2 outs in the ninth. No hitter. 2 outs in the ninth. And Corey Seager takes him deep. Not only did he lose, thank God he didn't lose the game. I mean, we've seen that before where you lose a no-hitter. Not only do you lose a game, that you lose a shutout, you lose the no-hitter, you lose the shutout, and you lose the game. He lost 2 of the 3.
Yeah.
He lost the no-hitter and the shutout.
Thanks to Yordan for his 2-run home run. Yeah. And he hit a milestone, too. Fewest games to 150 home runs in Astros history. He was always going to do that. He was far and away going to do that, but he did it last night. So he hit a milestone as well. Could have been a really big night as far as Astros history, but, you know, Corey Seager had to do what he did.
Yeah, I mean,
2 nights in a row for Corey Seager.
And now we got Kikuchi going for the Silver Boot, one of the most prestigious awards in all of sports.
If they win and Kikuchi is the winning pitcher, does he get to carry it off the field? Do they present it on the field?
They should. I don't know if they do. They should. And Kikuchi and Astros players should carry Kikuchi off on their shoulders. Will they have a podium with Jim Nance?
Mm. So it's like putting Kikuchi on a pedestal.
Mm. Well, if he pitches the way he did the other day, and it, you know what? All the haters. Okay? Well, we got to see how Jake Bloss turns out, though.
Yeah, Loprofito made a nice catch yesterday, but that's what he does.
That's what Joey Loprofito does.
So,
Joey Loprofito is a major league outfielder.
He is.
Or first baseman.
He can play the field. The hitting, but he hasn't been bad in Toronto. He's reached base several times. He hasn't been awful at the plate since he's made the move, and he's been really good in the outfield because that's who he is.
Did you see who's available that the Astros might want to pick up?
Who is it this time?
Kevin Biggio got cut again.
Why are we taking on guys who can't play for other teams?
$1.29. It's as good as anybody we got right now.
DeCenzo. He's better than DeCenzo. Yes, you're right about that.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for nepotism. I'm not looking to take on Kevin Biggio. What for?
Listen, when they meet upstairs, Bidge, Bags, Reg, and Jim. Yeah. Dana's not part of Dana.
You don't think Dana is
in on this decision? No, I don't think they invite Dana to all the parties.
He goes, hey, guys.
Yeah. Hey.
Are you in there?
Wait a minute.
And knocking
on the door.
They turn off the lights. And turn off the music and hopefully he goes away?
Well, yeah, because we don't need that analytics stuff in here right now, okay? We're busy. We got baseball players.
We're making moves off of vibes, and the vibes would be Craig would feel great about Cavan being on the team. Those are the vibes.
So we got to look at who's available. Oh, look who's available. It says Biggio right here. Huh?
Can we not? We're already a lot of shots in the dark already, from Leon to DeCenzo. Let's not add a Biggio to the mix.
All I know is if he'd have played the Astros every day, Kevin Biggio would be a Hall of Famer like his dad.
Well, yeah, no Astro would get him out in live BP, but he would have to play for the team. That's
yeah,
the problem.
Maybe it's him hitting here. Maybe that's it. Maybe he just loves to hit in this building.
Hmm. Can we get an actual major leaguer? Is anyone floating around that could actually help down the stretch?
Why? We're not doing that now.
Well,
we're
that's why.
All we do is bring guys up.
But well, at least those guys are already Astros in some way, shape, or form. They're in the system. Why are we bringing in a guy who the Dodgers don't want?
Kevin Biggio is a lifer, a lifelong Astro.
No, he's not.
Astro. Yes, he is. He has been a lifelong Astro.
No,
are you kidding
me? To Kevin Biggio. Proposition no to Kevin Biggio.
Proposition no. Come on, we got to get. Bax hasn't made a signing in a while.
Good.
Okay.
So don't start it. I don't. The issue right now and it's great for Craig Biggio, no one puts any blame on him. We can't associate one player with him. Whether that's right or wrong, we don't know. Let's not start now by starting with your son, because we're going to blame you for that. So if you want to hang around, you want to be seen at the ballpark, cool. But don't let anyone tack a player onto you, particularly when that player doesn't play well. He's in a perfect spot. Biggio doesn't get blamed. Really, Reggie Jackson doesn't get blamed. I'm not sure we know what he does, but Brown and Bagwell are the guys catching along with Crane for his alleged cheapness without really any insight into what's actually going on. People call him cheap. Those are the guys who catch it. Biggio, you're in a great spot. If you bring on Cavan, now you're amongst those guys who get blamed for stuff. I'm just trying to protect one of our guys, John.
I'd love to see him. I want to see I want to see Lance's head explode.
Does Jeff have a son that wants to play?
Jeff has daughters.
Oh, yeah. Are they good baseball players?
No, they're not. Hey, listen, even Bags can't get away with that. Okay, especially after the two signings. If he tried to sign one of his daughters to a contract after the Abreu and Montero signings, then people would really, really not approve of that. Did you see we don't have to worry anymore about losing to the White Sox?
Yeah, that was something that took some stress off of me. The fact that they won a game, of course it was against the A's, because why wouldn't it be? But I'm glad we don't have to worry about them ending the streak against the Astros. So now I feel great about the Astros sweeping that series.
Absolutely. If the pressure was on that you had to continue to beat them to get the record.
Yeah, I wouldn't like it. I feel like that'd be too much. You're asking for too much. Yeah. I don't know how much focus a bad White Sox team could bring to a game, but trying to avoid setting a record would be something that would get them locked in. I'm glad it happened. Good for them. I'm sure it's been a miserable season. Nice to get a win, and thankfully it's not against the Astros. They can come in and start another losing streak. I'm fine. Hell, you want to win the rest of your games against the A's? Cool. And then you can get your ass kicked by the Astros in a sweep. I welcome that.
I'm telling you here and now, I'm telling you that White Sox, watch this White Sox team from here on out. I don't think we win the series. Stop. I'm not sure.
What kind of fan are you? Well, you're such a flip-flopper.
I'm just not sure.
Greatest Astro season.
Well, this is, now the White Sox have won one in a row.
That doesn't, one in a row is not actually a thing. You do that a lot. It's no such thing as one in a row.
One
you
in
have
a row.
To win more than one for it to be a row. They just won a game. Stop it. One in a row.
One in a row, baby.
Listen to how silly you sound.
That's it. I'm worried about them now. I'm worried about that series, if you want to know the truth.
I feel great about that series now. I do. I was worried if they came in on a long losing streak. You're asking for them to end it against you. Now, we're primed for a sweep.
713-780-3776, the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Astros with the win despite the disappointing end with Corey Seager hitting the home run in the ninth to ruin the no-hitter. But the Astros won, just a half game out of first now, and here we go. And we saw the debut of Zach DeCenzo And I'm not sure what the ulterior motive is for that.
What could it be? Other than, hey, we don't have anybody who can hit the baseball. Let's try this guy.
This kid just was in double A a month, 2-3 weeks ago.
They're trying things, John. They're experimenting.
I mean, honestly, this is how desperate it is. Kevin Biggio, where are you? We need Kevin.
Dana Brown's acting like a sophomore in college. Just experimenting. Just trying out new things.
Seeing what
makes them feel good. And Zach DiCenzo up with the big club is maybe makes him feel good. We'll see. Or he could feel terribly about it and change his mind.
We have never seen anything like this. Just throw it against the wall and see what sticks. That's what we're doing. I mean, it's guy after guy after guy. You're either pitching or hitting now.
Well, the pitching is because of injuries.
Yeah, injuries.
The hitting is because the other guys suck.
Yeah.
I mean, I get the pitching.
Chaz is so disappointing this year. I thought he would be around for years to come after that, the World Series year. I mean, he had himself a nice year. It was just Dusty that was holding him back.
We blame Dusty for things, yep.
And listen, though. Now, are we off of – can we get off Yiner not being a good – I mean, look at the pitching this year. Look at the pitching over the last couple of weeks. And Yiner's behind the plate for most
listen
all of
to
it.
Him.
Yeah, and when they listen to him, when they shrug him off, things go real poorly. I mean, Presley shook him off twice. Home run.
Caleb Ferguson was on the verge of getting out of that inning and winning and closing that game out. Shook Fromber off a couple times, and a home
Yiner.
Run was hit. Oh yeah, sorry, hit shook off Yiner a couple times. Thinking of Fromber because he's the initial guy that started all this. He shook off Yiner a couple times, and home run. Game over. Stop shaking off the catcher. You guys, it doesn't go well for you guys. At least the guys we've focused on.
Do you think he's like Crash Davis going, oh, okay. He's got a no-hitter going, and he's shaking me off here. Okay, watch this. You thank me when your grandkids tell them to thank me when they see me. And he told Seager it was a fastball?
I don't think he did that. I don't think Yiner's as vindictive as the lifelong minor leaguer who's watching the woman he loves do stuff with the young pitcher.
Other guys.
Yeah. I don't think that's what Yiner is.
I hope not. I hope Yiner isn't like that. All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776.
ESPN. 97.5.
Round one of Rock the Mic 2024 is underway. This is your chance to help us determine which 10 podcasts will advance to the second round.
It's time to ask you to vote.
Just go to the ESPN Houston YouTube channel to find the Rock the Mic playlist to see all the entries. Then like your favorite entries to show us who you think is the best. And while you're there, make sure to subscribe to our channel for all of our content.
Hit the button with the word subscribe in it.
That's ESPN Houston on YouTube. Got what it takes to rock the mic right.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776, the number. We got a couple of callers here. I'm sorry, I forget the what were the callers' names, Austin? Ryan, that's right. Ryan's first up. Hey, Ryan.
Yeah, well, how you doing there, Johnny D? How you doing there, Dilly Belly?
It's not my name.
It kind of is.
Gentlemen, I learned something over the weekend. About a year ago, we had a great caller named Jeff, and also the segment, What Do White People Say? Remember that, gentlemen?
No. I remember Jeff, but not What Do White People Say.
White People Say, you remember, like, Gee Willikers, Justin.
That's what Lance Berkman says. Ryan, is this really Ryan?
Yes, it's really Ryan. I got an Astros question for you guys. What is the worst contract signing, Lance McCullers or Jose Abreu?
Thank you, Ryan.
Appreciate the call, Ryan.
Ryan, if that in fact is your name.
Gee Willikers, let's talk about it, John. Abreu or McCullers? I think, didn't we talk about this yesterday? Hurt the Astros more?
It's Abreu. Abreu hurt the team more because he was actually on the field being very bad.
Beyond the money, they had to play him. He was healthy enough to play when he right. was, and he was terrible. We still see an issue with a lack of production, not only for first base, but the back half of the lineup. They have not been able to overcome his contract as far as hitters. The pitching has been fine. They have done a remarkable job of filling in for McCullers and Verlander and Garcia and Javier, and I go on and on, and Bloss. And, oh, an update, Kendall Graveman hasn't given up the thought of coming back. That was reported yesterday. I don't think it's happening, but that was just the report. But they've been able to overcome
we got
all
Caleb
the bodies
Ferguson
going.
Now we're good.
Oh, yeah, okay. As long as he doesn't shake off anyone, I guess. But they've been able to overcome lack of bodies with pitching. They found a way. The hitting, no. So I'm sticking with Abreu being a bigger problem. He was playing a position that's supposed to provide pop. He did not do it, and they found no answers there.
Is it better than not being there at all?
Yes, because you are forced to play because of how much we're paying you. You're taking up a roster spot, and you stink. McCullers is sure he's getting paid, but I know it affects how they spend. But they found a way, and him not being around is a lot better than being around and being bad.
Yeah, I guess he hurt the team twice: what the money and then the performance. But Lance not being there has got, you know, how many guys have we gone through now? Of course, it's okay. Eric Geddy getting these starts. I mean, he has pitched really, really well. Rennell Blanco has been a godsend. You know, it's not only McCullers, though.
Yeah, it's how many? Yeah.
Garcia, Urquidy, France, Verlander. I mean,
Javier.
I mean, goodness gracious. This has just been, that's why it's the greatest season in Astros history. Look at where they are. Half game out with all of these injuries. Are you kidding?
You couldn't even feel good about a win yesterday because you missed out on a no-hitter, and you're still talking about how great this Astros season is.
I didn't know. I just felt like I was.
Yeah, you felt.
So,
you said it felt like a loss.
It felt like it was. It was deflating.
So how could I just miss no-hitter, leading to a deflating?
Because I wanted to see the no-hitter.
I'm not questioning why you felt this way, but I'm questioning you still leaning into it was the best season ever when a just missed no-hitter sent you into a slight depression. How could it be the best season ever when you're feeling this way?
Greatest season ever. There's 162 different emotions, Del.
if you are living and dying with every Astros game.
Every game.
You're a freak.
Every game.
You're a psycho.
Yes, I am.
Well, I thought that for other reasons, but now there's another confirmation. You're living. So you were really down after the home run given up two nights ago. You were down again despite the win after the home run given up yesterday.
Not nearly as down. Okay, there are levels of down. Okay, that one with the other night was about as the highest level you could get of down.
This is because you're not a baseball guy. A baseball guy, I understand it's a long season. You can't get too high. You can't get too low. You just let it wash over you. And sometimes a series is going to go poorly. Doesn't mean the next one's going to go too poorly. Maybe you need to talk to somebody. Have you not paid attention? When you come back to town, we're going to have a conversation because I'm a baseball guy. And I'll inform you on how to treat a full baseball season, because apparently you're not doing it right.
Apparently not.
All the ups and downs. Come on. It's a slow burn, the baseball season. Relax. Just relax.
I'm all about that. No, I'm high, low. It's okay. I don't care. I'm going to live and die with my team.
Even
okay?
Keel, because I know that I have faith in this team. You lose a game to the Rangers that you shouldn't lose. It's fine. You'll bounce back, and they bounce
Thank
back.
God, Jordan hit that homer. Yeah. Thank God, because if they tied it up with that one swing, oh my God, that place would have exploded. Would have exploded for the second straight night. They Seager homers.
If it's
in the
not
night,
4-0, do they
ties the game?
If it's not 4-0, do they let Fromber even get to the tying run at the plate?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. No, I thought about it. If it's 2-0, yeah, you still He's still got one pitch. You're one pitch away from a no-hitter. You absolutely have to.
I'm talking about when the when he walks the guy. You're letting him get to the second that next batter, just to see. Like when he walks it to send I forgot who it was to first, and then Seager come. Were you letting him pitch to Seager?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You had to. No, you couldn't take him out there, especially if it'd be different if it was 120 pitches.
He was at, what, 100?
He was right at 100,
He got over about 107, I think is what it was, maybe.
Well, I mean, no. That's absolutely you let him. Right. There's no way you take him out.
So you're okay going beyond what he's normally doing, and you have the guy who did what he did to you the night before up there, and you're like, if he gives us the home run, he gives us the home run. You're cool with that.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. If you're 8 games up on the Mariners, I might be cool with it. I need an out. We're trying to. We're a game and a half back in August. I may not be as comfortable making that decision as you are. Frambry already got a no-hitter. What do you need two for? We're trying to win a game. Frambry ain't Nolan Ryan. Don't say it. He ain't Nolan Ryan. Cut it out.
Okay, I guess Nolan Ryan would have never got to
Frambry
7.
Frambry ain't Nolan Ryan. Frambry had to have a huddle in the middle of the game to keep from flying off the handle. He ain't Nolan Ryan.
Yeah.
You talk about putting yourself ahead of the team. I'm going to put the team ahead of you, Fromber. I gave you a shot. I gave you into the ninth in a 2-run ball game. You walked the guy with Seager at the plate. I'm making the change.
No, get out of here.
I'm making the change.
That's why
I'm not saying a spot you know what, making
none
the change.
None of the players would have done played for you.
That's fine.
It all boycotted the
next game.
And
of course, if Seager hits the home run, it's a tie game. Great. Cool. Now what?
Tie game. So what? Come on, Frommer. You were great tonight.
And you blew the game for us.
Come sit next to me over here.
Because I couldn't make a tough decision.
It's
blew
nice
the game.
Nice and cool over here. Here's a towel.
That's because you're selfish. You put the team. I put the team ahead of Frommer in that case. I'm trying to win a game.
Because Josh Hader's been so. Yeah. You don't have to worry about giving up a home run there.
Sorry. I just need to go get an out, Josh.
Okay. Don't have to worry about that. Josh never gives. Oh wait.
Oh, well. I care. The no-hitter barely means anything. Blake Snell just threw one. I don't care about no-hitters anymore.
Blake Snell's pretty good. I don't know if you heard. He's got a couple Cy Youngs now.
Oh, well. He wasn't great. He hasn't been great this year. Blake Snell, you threw a no-hitter.
Well, guess what? He's got that capability, okay?
But
he wouldn't be starting for you.
He would start.
He wouldn't even be a starter.
He would start. Cool. But he wouldn't. But if it's one out away from a win and Fromber's wheezing down the stretch... coming out of the game. I make the tough decisions, John.
Here's a headline in the Chronicle. 100 degree days ahead.
How about that? Not in Los Angeles where you are.
No, not here. I'll be here another week, so I got to see where Lance is what the dew point is next week, okay? I got to see what your dew point is before I get there.
Why'd you send me this last night? This direct message?
I just sent it to you today.
Oh, what? Why do I care about some?
That's the Norwegian pole vaulter.
Okay, cool. It's a Norwegian pole vaulter who's an attractive woman. John decided that he needs to.
I told
look
you.
At this woman.
I said, "Have you seen?"
I said, "No."
Yeah, she's the new Janicki.
Who she tweeted yesterday? I don't know what event Janicki's in, but she tweeted yesterday. She's got a race.
She's back in the Olympics.
Yeah. Yep. I'm going to tell you one thing, John, about this Norwegian pole vaulter. Just another pretty blonde girl. That's all I'm saying.
That's all it is?
Yeah, she's just another pretty blonde girl.
But she's also talented. She's a pole vaulter in the Olympics.
There are a lot of pretty blonde girls in the Olympics.
Is there?
Yeah.
Are there?
Yes. Okay. Quite a bit, yes.
Okay. We got a break. 713-780-3776. We got an hour left. If you have a serious call. Oh, we still had Jacob on the line.
We got Jacob and Julian want to talk Astros.
Oh, all right. When we come back right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 and 97.9 HD2.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.